This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One thing that I failed to mention in the first hour is that the reason that we didn't do combat pistol craft with Dave, Super Dave Harrington, is that Super Dave had a heart procedure yesterday. And because he had his heart procedure, he's a little bit out of it. I sincerely hope, and I say this to you, Dave Harrington, with all candor, I hope that this solves the issue, because I know that heart issues are a problem, and I wish you the best of health and fastest recovery and everything else. And Super Dave will be back. He's a little too ornery, I think, to give up. But that's why I don't have Super Dave today. Because he is convalescing. Now, Joe Biden on Thanksgiving, he said the idea that we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It has no socially redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun makers. That's interesting. How many of you bought a Chia Pet or a Pet Rock? I mean, would that be considered a product devoid of all socially redemptive value? How many of you loved it when K-Tel came out with all of these compilations of all the best songs on one album? That back in those days, I'm sure that was a burgeoning business. I bet you K-Tel at one point was just this huge company. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. But, I mean, that used to be a thing. It'd be advertised on TV. Now, you can buy the same records anywhere else all the time. So, it is not the state's business to determine what we need. It never has been. That said, semi-automatic weapons happen to have an obvious redeeming value, and there's a strong rationale for owning them. Semi-auto weapons are easy to use. And their effectiveness and reliability bolster the ability of people to protect themselves, their families, and their property and their community from criminality, and should it descend into tyranny, the government. Which, by the way, is the government has a full understanding of that. They'll get out there and say, well, you know, we have F-15s. The problem is that F-15s can't stay in the air forever. They do have to land. And when they land, guess what happens? Ha ha ha. Gun bans are autocratic and unconstitutional, and thankfully also largely unfeasible. It's difficult to pinpoint what percentage of the 400 plus million, I think it's actually about 500 plus million firearms in civilian hands today are semi-automatic. These weapons, which fire one round with one single trigger squeeze while preparing the gun for the next shot, constitute a substantial percentage of new gun sales over the past few decades. I'll give you an example. I have one revolver that I would trust my revolver. I would trust my Taurus Raging Hunter 357 Magnum. I would trust that in the same vein as a semi-auto, because they have taken a lot of steps to make that gun as fast a firing revolver as it can be. But it has 7 shots, and my Poly 80 Glock 20 based semi-automatic 10mm has 15. So while either one of those guns would be fine for me in a going into the woods in case I run into Smokey the Bear, one is slightly better than the other just because of what it is. And semi-automatic guns constitute a substantial percentage of new gun sales over the past few decades. Banning them would prevent you and those who conceal carry, not only some of the most law-abiding people in the country, but a growing contingent, without the weapon of choice. The actions of a small number of irrational criminal psychopaths should not corrode the rights of those citizens. Not to mention, corroding our rights would do nothing to stop the irrational criminal psychopaths. Because, you know, they're not paying attention to any laws. And indeed, semi-autos meet every criterion of legality laid out in D.C. versus Heller, the decision that finally codified the clear historical and legal intention of the Second Amendment. Not only are semi-automatic weapons in common use by law-abiding citizens, they're not unusual. The first semi-automatic pistols hit the civilian marketplace in the 1890s. I mean, let's see. And the design was already advancing. Historically correct, if you were to go and watch Big Jake, a John Wayne movie, in that Patrick Wayne Christopher Meacham, who plays one of John Wayne's sons, has a semi-automatic pistol that one of their factories had made because they were a well-to-do family. And Patrick Wayne takes it because it fires so fast, and it has 8 rounds versus 6. So semi-automatic guns have been around for a while. They just haven't been readily accepted. Now, there's always the not-so-small chance that Biden has confused the real-world mechanical designation of semi-automatic with the political concoction of assault weapons. But I'm skeptical because he just doesn't like guns. Anyone who's involved in the gun debate knows that semi-automatic guns, often purposely conflated with the automatic weapon, are the target of restrictionists. During that shameful post-Parkland CNN town hall, the crowd loudly cheered at the suggestion of banning all semi-automatic rifles. And earlier this year, the president suggested that ordinary citizens should be banned from owning popular high-caliber 9mm handguns. So the idea of these high-caliber weapons is of... there's simply no rational basis for it in terms of thinking about self-protection and hunting. He said that for the type of gun which is used by the Secret Service to protect him. It is, as it always has been in the gun debate, incrementalism. From no one wants to take your guns to we only want to take some of them, and so forth and so on. Because every one of these things fails. Every one of these things fails. Background checks have failed. Red flag laws have failed. Right? We're seeing that. And now they're saying, oh, well, we need more. Because they all fail. And they know they fail. Because it's about incrementally just trying to take them all away. They won't ever all go away because once the legitimate market is out there, if it's gone, then the black market arises. And people will get guns then. Regular people will get guns via the black market. They will. I would. Now, even the president really, if he really intended to talk about a semi-automatic rifle ban, his goals would still be unconstitutional. What Thomas did was he took the pretense set up by Heller, and he expanded on it, and he said, okay, when you're considering this, this is what the way you have to consider this to the courts. And so that gun meets every standard set by Heller for legality. And if the Senate somehow musters the 60 votes to push through the ban on certain semi-automatic guns recently passed by the House, states should and would challenge the federal government and, if need be, ignore it. That template's also been laid down. But Biden, who often imparts dreadful, sometimes illegal advice on gun ownership, well, he's also had a long history of saying completely inane, insane, and historically illiterate things about firearms. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If Democrats cared about ending crime, they would actually punish criminals, not target you, the law-abiding gun owner. And instead of trampling on the Second Amendment, they should get on the offenders who use guns to, they use them illicitly. But, you know, Biden told Americans this past Monday that regulating firearms is the best way to combat rising violent crime in U.S. cities. But taking away the gun rights of law-abiding Americans is not going to rein in criminals, especially those that are just going through the revolving door. Not in these blue cities. Violent crime, often perpetrated using firearms, is on the rise in many American cities. In 2021 alone, at least 14 Democrat-controlled urban hubs reported all-time high homicide records. And even though this historic crime streak is even plaguing cities with strict gun laws, the Biden administration wants gun parts, like frames and receivers, to be serialized and regulated as regular firearms so they can be traced. Which never works, by the way. Nobody's ever out there going, well, we traced the firearm to so-and-so. We know he's the perpetrator. No, that's not the way that works. So, but this would require customers who purchase gun kits from retailers to undergo a background check like they would if they were buying an already assembled firearm. All of a sudden, it's no longer a ghost. It has a return address. It's going to help save lives, reduce crime, and get more criminals off the streets, which means that if you buy one of these, you are, in fact, a criminal. That's the subliminal part that he throws out there. For the non-critical thinkers to drink in. What he failed to mention in his lie-riddled gun control speech is that build-your-own guns make up a remarkably small portion of the firearms used to commit crimes in America. It does take a little bit of doing to put one together and to make it work. You know, you can get out there and cut the fire control group out of a Poly 80, and you still got to figure out the whole fit-to-slide thing. Because that's a thing. That's a real thing. You got to figure that part out. And a lot of people can't make them function. I know. Not because I've ever tried it, because I'm smart enough to know that I wouldn't know how to do it. I let Roger Ward do it. To put it in perspective, New York City police seized more than 6,000 illegal guns in 2021. Only 200 of them did not have serial numbers. And this is the other part. Most of the guns, a lot of the guns they seize are actually manufactured guns that have the serial number scraped off of them. So we don't even know what that number turned out to be. New polling suggests that 61% of voters are not pleased with Biden's handling of crime, so now the White House is clearly trying to take some sort of action to combat this negative perception with random rules ostensibly to curb, quote, gun violence. And chances are any rules regulating so-called ghost guns are going to have no effect on crime that Biden claims that they would. The media tries to frame the increase in guns without serial numbers as a big problem for crime-plagued cities, but the fact is that a large percentage of these criminals get their guns illegally. And it's easier to steal them than it is to build them. A 2019 Department of Justice survey of imprisoned criminals found that at least 43% of offenders obtained their firearm via the black market. Only 10% made a purchase from a federally licensed firearm store, which is where Biden's new rules would be enforced, because there's no black market, I don't think, for Poly 80 lowers. In other words, Biden's new gun rules won't change the crime rates because his policies target purchasers who buy from gun retailers, not the black market. And instead of trampling the Second Amendment, they should be going after the criminal. Earlier this year, California's Soft on Crime Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation released from prisons Smiley and Alan Martin, one of the gunmen accused of going on a shooting spree in downtown Sacramento last week. Martin was arrested and sentenced to 10 years in prison in 2018 for domestic violence and assault. If not for his early release under the state's prison capacity reduction plan, he would still be locked up. Prosecuting and locking up offenders is pivotal in combating crime, but not something Biden or the Democrats are focused on. A lot of this has to do with the fact that they want to, you know, just not have as many prisoners.
for the sake of saying they don't have as many prisoners. And then they let them out, and guess what? They're still criminals. They didn't quit being criminals just because they got locked up. They're just not able to commit crimes. Oh, isn't that why we lock them up in the first place, though? For most of the last month, the White House has actively defended progressive criminal reform policies, and people like Biden's Supreme Court pick Ketanji Brown Jackson, who are guilty of using them to let dangerous offenders off the hook. Taking away your gun rights doesn't stop a dangerous criminal from obtaining firearms and committing crimes, instead of trying to legislate crime off the streets, which is impossible. That is not a possibility. The way you stop crime is you stop it. Right? Right now, in a lot of the blue cities, a lot of younger people are preying on a lot of older people, a lot of female people. They're overwhelming other younger people. And that's because nothing's happening to them. And it's already illegal to do what they're doing. Even in these blue cities, it's illegal to do what they're doing. Now, if in the off chance they do get caught by reduced police forces that are, you know, completely demoralized and won't go out anywhere unless there's like 20 of them to, you know, pull over somebody or something like that. If they do catch them, then they're going to let them back out. Just the other day, I don't remember which city it was in. There were some fentanyl dealers who had enough fentanyl to kill all of us, and they were let loose on a no-cash bail. So here's the thing: I'm fully down with the idea that there's a substrata of Americana now that lives in these blue cities that are consigned to being doomed, and I am sad about that. I really am. And at the same time, we also have to say to ourselves, it's us or them. And it's just that plain and simple. If somebody rolls up on me and feels like they have to kill me to take my truck, I let them have my truck. Here, take this. Because it's really not worth shooting them to save my truck. Now, if they want to take my life or the life of one of my loved ones, that's a completely different thing. And I will defend. But whatever it is, when somebody does make that roll up on me, I'm not going to be sitting there going, I wonder if you could tell me what your life, I mean, how have you been oppressed? Is it because of the man? Is it because of your lack of education? Did you have your parents? I'm not going to be taking a survey. We'll find out about that later. I will defend. I will bring as much hyperviolence as I can bring to the forefront and put it in their face. And it will have been their choice that that happened. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. men's soccer team is advancing in the World Cup. They beat Iran 1-0 Tuesday in their final group game. A first-half goal from Christian Pulisic sealed the win for the Americans. After taking credit for something at a photo op earlier in the year, the president is now calling on Congress to act.
After claiming victory earlier in the year for resolving the railroad union labor dispute, the fact is he has not. President Biden now called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a railroad shutdown by imposing a contract that members at four railroad unions had rejected. The move could end a long-running dispute between the country's biggest freight railroads and more than 115,000 workers that threatened to strike as soon as next week.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, here we are days after the tragic shooting, and it's still a tragic shooting, at Club Q in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We've had another mass shooting that occurred at a local Walmart. Six people were killed in that incident. The shooter committed suicide. Whenever there's a mass shooting, there's grotesque media saturation coverage about the shooter, the weapon, and the body count, which usually triggers another mass shooting. The Club Q shooting occurred on November 19th. The Chesapeake Walmart shooting occurred on November 22nd. And sadly, these heinous crimes come in threes, but so far, blessedly, another mass shooting has not occurred as the media went on a tear, especially after the Colorado Spring attack. And in both cases, the leftist media narrative collapsed once all the details were revealed to the public. Now, understand this. Understand this. We should never ignore these things because they don't fit a narrative. We're never going to get to the bottom of them. They have to be thoroughly examined. We have to look at this and figure out what caused this guy to go off on this tangent, this diatribe, this rampage. We got to pull it apart. And the disservice that is done in America when this happens is just complete
malfeasance on the part of the media. We know that the Club Q shooter says that they identify as non-binary. How can somebody that is a singular person be a plurality in their pronoun? An 11th hour revelation, though, that torched the media's pervasive coverage of the shooter being a right-wing zealot. Does that make a difference? Does it really? I know where you're trying to lay the blame. It's the MAGA stuff. Okay, so it's not the MAGA stuff. Shouldn't we still be looking at what caused this guy to do this? Was this a move to avoid federal hate crime charges? That wouldn't be shocking, but the shooter's legal team is adamant that their client is part of the LGBT community. I mean, as soon as this detail dropped, Club Q vanished from the news cycle, except for Paul Pavlovitz. In Virginia, the shooter, Andre Marcus Bing, 31, was a black male. He used a 9mm handgun to kill his coworkers, which he alleges abused him, leading him towards Satan to deal with the situation, which he cited in a disturbing manifesto. Now, while the other guy, the Club Q shooter, you know, he threatened to blow up his mom. And his father is a complete, offensive word? He's a nutcase. His father's a nut. His biggest thing was, my son's not gay. Okay. He's a killer, though. Whatever else you may say. Bing, of course, was, he was a 12-year employee at Walmart. He was the night manager at the facility. He fatally shot 6 coworkers at a store in Virginia. He bought the gun just hours before the killings and left a note on his phone accusing colleagues of mocking him. Now, I got to tell you, you can tell this guy was born after I was. Because when I was growing up, we were never mocked. We were made fun of. And I was made fun of. Maybe even a little bit I might have been bullied. But then I started playing sports and I started growing and I got involved in the martial arts. And it only took one time at school for someone to start something. And even the guy who started something became my friend after I dusted him. So I did not sit back because everybody mocked me or because I was made fun of or I was picked on and sit there and hatch a secret, top secret, super secret, double secret plan to get back at all the mockers. I didn't make a deal with the devil to get back at all the mockers. So, I mean, I find it interesting, his motivation. He wrote on a note that was left on his phone, sorry, everyone, but I did not plan this. I promise things just fell in place like I was led by the Satan. Okay. Police said the 9mm handgun used in the Tuesday night shooting was legally purchased that morning and that Bing had no criminal record. And they released a copy of the note found on his phone that appeared to redact the names of specific people he mentioned. Not clear when the note was written, but in it being claimed he was harassed and said he was pushed to the brink by a perception his phone was hacked. He wrote, my only wish would have been to start over from scratch and that my parents would have paid closer attention to my social deficits. And he killed himself after he'd done his rampage. Does race matter here? Or any demographic line the left loves to highlight to create a divisive environment regarding these heinous aberrations on humanity? And the answer to that is yes and no, sadly. It's vicious mass murder, no matter who commits it, which deserves attention. But if it's not a white male who used an AR-15 rifle, the media couldn't care less. And this is where the disservice comes. If we're going to get out front of these kinds of things, and listen, I worry less about this than everybody that reads this kind of mass media nonsense does. I have a reasonable expectation that in the very, you know, odds are that I'm never going to be in a mass casualty event. But in the event that I am in a mass casualty event, then the odds are also that I'm going to have a bit of reaction time, unless I'm the first one to die. Like the firstborn that died in Indiana at the Greenwood Springs Mall, I think it is, he was carrying a gun. And that's because the guy came out of the men's room with a gun, saw him, and just shot him. No preamble, no put your hands up, no get on the floor, just shot him. This guy had no time to process what he was looking at. So, in that event, then I don't really have any options in that event. But at the same time, I don't worry about it because I'm not going to go through life worried about it. But the Club Q shooting, we need to find out what motivated this guy to do this. And then we need to try to figure out if we can keep that from being duplicated. And unfortunately, we got a bunch of young people that were locked up for 2 years due to COVID that we're going to have to unwind somehow. But as we saw with Club Q, once the narrative can no longer be weaponized against conservatives, the story gets suffocated with a pillow. And why is that? Where does this come into bringing the news to the public? Does the public not deserve to know what happened at Club Q? Does the public? Well, they deserve to know what happened at Club Q with no narrative filter. That's what they deserve. If you're not going to do that, if you're not going to report news, get out of the news business. Get out there. And if you know what all of these news organizations should do, every single one of them, even the ones you love. They should get out there and say, we are editorial organizations. We're not bringing you any unbiased news at all. We have a bias one way or the other. And that would be honest. I have a bias. My bias is towards the Constitution. I have a bias. I will not consider anything that goes against the Constitution. I will not consider anything that goes against your rights. So, this cannot be about the narrative. Not in order for this to change. You know, all of this science fiction we see all the time, it's all about how, we're going to be this and that. Until we figure out how to change the nature of man, that's exactly what it's going to be, science fiction. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, back to Biden on Thanksgiving Day. I know people want to do something to stop these attacks. I do. But semi-automatic guns provide critical self-defense benefits, and after each shot, a semi-automatic gun reloads itself. A single-shot gun, by contrast, requires manual reloading. This can prove a liability, especially against multiple attackers. In places where they are allowed to carry, law-abiding citizens stop over 50% of shootings. Not in gun-free zones, of course, because they're not allowed to have a gun there. A single shotgun, by contrast, requires manual reloading. This can prove a liability. So, this 50% of shootings that get stopped, that's not happening with single shotguns. Now, the Virginia attack took place in a gun-free zone, which employees in Walmart are prohibited from carrying guns. You can carry a gun into Walmart, can't carry a gun openly, but you can carry a gun into Walmart. Biden's statement comes a day after Justin Trudeau's government introduced new legislation to ban all semi-automatic rifles and shotguns in Canada. And neither leader seems to be able to fathom the idea that armed law-abiding citizens make it riskier for criminals to commit crime. But Biden has never seemed to grasp the value of deterrence. He hasn't criticized the progressive prosecutors who refuse to prosecute violent criminals, or the judge who releases large numbers of them from jail, or the bail reform measures that immediately put violent repeat criminals back on the street. His statement on guns is extreme. Over 22 million Americans have concealed handgun permits, and that's not counting the millions who legally carry without a permit in 25 states. The vast majority of handguns sold in this country are semi-automatic. In 2018, almost 3.9 million semi-automatic handguns were manufactured in the U.S. compared to fewer than 700,000 revolvers. So about 85% of all handguns made were semi-automatic. A similar percentage holds true for rifles. Biden's statement on Thursday implicated a far wider range of guns than the news media lets on, and there was no slip of the tongue from Biden. Earlier this year in New York, Biden said of Glock handguns, "I don't see any rationale to why there should be such a weapon able to be purchased. Whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle is ridiculous. I'm continuing to push to eliminate the sale of these things." And this is nothing new for him. He's held these views long before he became president. At a high-dollar private fundraiser in Seattle in 2019, he asked, "Why should we allow people to have military-style weapons, including pistols with 9mm bullets that can hold 10 or more rounds?" Now, each time the fact-checkers, such as PolitiFact and USA Today, have used verbal gymnastics to try to dismiss the claim that Biden wants to ban all semi-automatic guns. After the November 20th Colorado nightclub shooting, Biden promised to get weapons of war off America's streets. But in July, the Associated Press's influential style book finally acknowledged that terms such as assault weapon and weapons of war convey little meaning and are highly politicized. The guns that Biden was talking about are designed for the civilian market and certainly not used by any military. The very much maligned AR-15 functions exactly the same as any small-caliber semi-automatic hunting rifle, firing the same round with the same rapidity and doing the same damage. Semi-automatic guns are, of course, dangerous and make it easier to kill people, and that is the point, because they also enable people to protect themselves and others. And when Biden says he can't see a single solitary rationale, he shows his ignorance of the importance of self-defense. I mean, like I said earlier, his Secret Service detail is carrying these very guns. Unlike Biden, the rest of us aren't guarded, though, by an army of Secret Service agents. So before compromising our rights to self-defense, the burden should be on the government to prove a rationale for gun control laws. And just last year, when federal judge Roger Benitez struck down California's assault weapon ban, he concluded the state's experts, who summarized the existing research, could not provide any evidence that the prohibition actually reduced any type of violent crime. So the end-all be-all is that we need to fight back against mass shootings, not disarm them ourselves. I saw something interesting the other day, and I'm going to segue a little bit on it, or actually a lot. Alyssa Milano, she of the ignorant, peaked at Who's the Boss. She decided to get out there and virtue signal. She used to love Elon Musk and Tesla. She was one of the guys she wanted to have dinner with, him and Jesus. But then he bought Twitter. And then he made it okay for everybody to say what they wanted to say. And we can't have that. He's enabling Nazism. So she decided to trade her Tesla, or as she said, she turned it in. I don't know what that means. She got rid of her Tesla, and she got a Volkswagen electric vehicle. And then her producer tweeted, after World War II, Volkswagen, and first of all, Elon Musk, let's back this up a minute. Elon Musk got out there and said, well, you know, Volkswagen was a Nazi development. It was developed by the Nazis. And he gets out there and says, well, after the war, they became a world brand. because Germany surrendered, ending the Nazi reign in Europe during World War II. Volkswagen Werk became an asset without an owner. So the British military government assumed trusteeship, and Britain's four-year control of the iconic automaker laid the foundation of what is today the Volkswagen Group. There was a guy named Major Ivan Hurst of the British military. He said, my brief was very simple. He was a 28-year-old engineer. He possessed a knack for improvisation, organization, and farsightedness, and he was sent to protect the remains of the Wolfsburg plant and lead an initiative to turn the plant back into a civilian car factory after it had been largely destroyed and was intended for demolition. He said, initially, my brief was very simple. He was interviewed in 1999. He died in 2000. He said, go to Wolfsburg, find the factory, and sit on it. They didn't even say it was a Volkswagen factory. So when World War II ended, the owner of, or the proprietor of Volkswagen Werk was the National Socialist Organization Deutsche Arbeitsfront, which meant German Labor Front. That didn't exist anymore. The plant produced military goods during World War II and had 20,000 forced laborers, and it was liberated in April 1945. Many of the machines and tools intended for civilian production have been stored at other locations during the war and returned. They did repair all of the damage, which was considerable, but they started something called the Volkswagen Salon, later known as the Beetle, and that appeared to be possible. So they recognized that economical vehicle production would help in remedying the transport bottlenecks of the British Army while also kickstarting the devastating German economy. So the British military government issued an order to supply 20,000 of these for the British military administration. 2 weeks later, a second order followed for another 20,000 vehicles, and that started Volkswagen. That started the civilian, what is today, Volkswagen. And the first civilian vehicle left the factory on December 27, 1945. But even then, they had a few problems. Parts and raw materials like steel and batteries and textiles and glass were an extremely short supply in post-war Germany. So Hearst then persuaded the British military government to allocate the materials that he needed. So the plant's managing director became Dr. Hermann Munch, a German national. And over the next 18 months, he and the British trustees improved the quality of the vehicles and production processes. Heinrich Nordhoff was appointed manager on January 1, 1948. And by then, this plant had risen from the ashes to become a well-functioning car factory with 8,700 employees. So, there you have it. That's how it became a world brand. Not because they were woke. Dean Weingart is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.